This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Director of Partnership Development for NBAF, Marty Vanier, and appreciate her being here today. I know we always get some real good information when she gives us her updates. Numbers to call if you do have questions or comments. She'll be here for a couple of segments. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I guess it's been what you call Industry Day the last couple of days, if you want to explain to us what that is, Marty.
Yeah, Kathy, we had and are having a very busy week this week. Tuesday and Wednesday, we had Industry Day for potential bidders or those who are interested in bidding on the contract that we call MORS, which is Management Operations and Research Support. And that's the contract that will be put in place to actually run the NBAF building and the basic operations of the building. We've talked before about how big and complex this machine is going to be, and so it takes a particularly solid and sophisticated group to be able to take over the controls and manage the building and run the building while the science is going on inside. So we've spent a couple of days explaining our vision of how we see the building operating, explaining the nature of the science that will go on in the building, explaining our expectations for that contractor so that they can have a better idea of what kind of a proposal they need to write.
How interesting. And that I'm sure it's fascinating as they go through some of those different things. And maybe some of the questions. I imagine that questions come up as you're going through this process and maybe some misconceptions people have, that kind of thing.
Lots and lots and lots of questions. And, of course, we had everybody in the room. So as presentations were being done by the NBAF program, folks could ask questions. Now, naturally, a lot of the questions were about what kind of contract is this? I mean, it's all the sort of, you know, payment stuff. How are we going to get paid, and when are we going to get paid, and do we get paid for this, and do we get paid for that, and how do you structure the competition so that we know what the rules of the competition are? So a lot of questions like that. But there were also a lot of questions clarifying the nature of the science, the scope of the science, how many scientists do we expect to be in the building, how many of them are going to be federal personnel, is the MORS contractor expected to provide scientists themselves to support the federal scientists? So a lot of questions like that. The other piece of this is that there's a document that was released on July 21st that's called the RFI, Request for Information. It lays out a lot of the information and conversation that went on in Industry Day, but this is a document in which there are specific questions that the government wants to have answered by potential bidders. In other words, what do you think about the kind of competition that we've set up? What do you think about the kind of contract structure that we're thinking about? And a lot of the questions that were asked over the last couple of days were complicated enough and are going to require some decision-making on the part of the government that it was suggested that person respond to the RFI, so respond in writing, give us your argument for why you think it needs to be done a certain way. Or if you have a very elaborate question that we don't have an answer for today, send that question to us in writing so that we can answer it for you before we send out the request for proposal.
I'm guessing a lot of these contractors, industrial folks, are used to doing bids and that kind of thing, but this does definitely sound like a different process. I mean, I'm sure even the experienced people are going, oh, whoa, wait a minute. I mean, that's kind of what this is to get it all out on the table so everybody understands where they're coming from, basically. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's right. And there were nearly 100 people in the room. from over 40 different entities, separate entities. Now, only a handful of those would be considered the prime contractor, the overall contractor. A lot of the other folks were people who we would consider significant subcontractors. So they may be specialists in one particular portion of the building operations. Like they might be specialists in the mechanical issues that would that need to be attended to in the central utility plant. So there are major subcontractors there too. So a lot of this too is for all of those folks to meet each other and to talk about teaming agreements in the final proposal. But the big major prime contractors, a lot of them have done this sort of work before. So some of it is not new to them. The biggest wrinkle that they will have is the fact that this is a laboratory that's going to be conducting research in which livestock will be the objective of the research. So it's one thing to run a containment laboratory when you're talking about rats and mice. It's something else to talk about a containment laboratory when you're talking about 4-weight or 5-weight cattle or, you know, swine or horses. And particularly if these animals are in containment, it's completely different managing those animals than managing your basic lab animal that's in a small cage.
Now, you had mentioned, I think, like, for example, the types of contractors. You mentioned, I think, mechanical or something to that nature. But basically, you said there's only 5 or 6 areas that were represented out of those 100 or so people that were there. What are maybe some of the other areas of the contractors? You mentioned mechanical, I'm guessing, I don't know, security? I'm just guessing. I'm throwing things out.
Yes. No, you're right. Mechanical would be a big issue. Security will be a big issue. There'll be things like everything from security down to janitorial help. Potentially, you know, lab technicians, animal caretakers, your IT people, you know, your guy that when your screen blows up, who's going to come in and fix your screen? So all of those sorts of things are, while there will be a federal government person in charge of the operation, there will be a, you know, head IT person, there will be a head security person, there will be a head biorisk manager and responsible official, if you think back to our conversation about select agent registration. So those folks will be federal employees, but a lot of the people underneath them will be the contract employees. So the contractors, the large prime contractors who have done this sort of thing before in other laboratories, like in laboratories up at Fort Detrick. Some of these folks have experience in the nuclear world and they've worked at nuclear power plants. So some functions are very basic regardless. But there are other functions that will be very specialized to this building, and so the prime contractors need to understand what those special items will be so that they can find the right team members.
Would it be fair to say then that of this particular batch, I mean, I know when you were doing the construction phase there was some local involvement, but these are probably people that specialize more in this type of work, I'm guessing. Are there some local representatives? And it sounds like we might have a phone call, so we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
I was curious. Is there a there's just a lot of workers involved here. Is there a list or somewhere of all the different job specifications that will be required or be looked for from top to bottom? You like you said, from the specialist to the janitor. As far as people they'll be looking for to hire, does each department do their own hiring? Or I just don't.
Good question.
It's a little confusing to me, so I don't know.
Sure. With respect to the federal employees who will be in the building, yes, each of the three agencies, Homeland Security, USDA, Ag Research Service and USDA Animal Plant Health Inspection Service will each do their own hiring for their staff that they will be bringing to NBAF. And those jobs are all advertised on a site called USA Jobs. And so I think it's like usajobs.gov. And you can go to that site and search for jobs related to NBAF. For the other positions that are going to be support positions, those will come through the contractor. So those are the folks that they will then advertise for the staff that they need. So if they're looking for people who have particular mechanical skills, they will have dealt with that, and they will have sources that they can go to. But if they need to advertise outside for additional people, then they will do that. So that will come through whoever the winner is of the Moores contract.
Thank you for the call. And it is confusing, but it sounds like there is a way to check that out. So appreciate the caller. And do want to remind folks, 537-1350. Why don't we go ahead and go to a break? It is now 9:17. But again, with us today, Director of Partnership Development for NBAF, that will be located here in Manhattan. Already kind of getting up there. Marty Veneer with us today, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.